Family's Pilot.
It's 5 in the evening, and you've just realised you don't have any cheese in the fridge for tonight's lasagna. You have to rush to the shops after work before heading home. You've just finished a long and busy day at work. You're tired and hungry. Hungry to the point where your brain feels foggy and your footsteps feel sluggish and heavy. Like you're carrying twice your normal weight, or you have half the energy of your normal self. When you arrive at the shops, it's bustling. It seems like everyone has had the same idea as you. You don't need a trolley, so you beeline quickly towards the entrance, taking the longest strides you possibly can to overtake the meandering shoppers. You walk through the entry gates, but you need to abruptly slow down. A shopper has decided to stop at the entryway and stare at the flowers. They're turned completely sideways, so you have to awkwardly scoot past to enter the shop. The aisles are crowded with shoppers, but you try to keep a brisk pace as you zigzag between the trolleys to reach the refrigerated section. You can't remember if the cheese is in the last or second to last aisle, so you try the former, praying that you'll find the cheese and shorten your trip. You walk all the way up the aisle, precariously avoiding the people in the aisles to find that it's actually in the last aisle. You snake back around to scan the next aisle along. You've found the cheese section, but there's a shopper inspecting items with their trolley parked just in front of the product you need. They don't look like they'll be moving away anytime soon, but they're parked in such a way that it might be rude to reach over to grab the cheese. In your frustration, you decide it's worth being brash, and you lunge towards the cheese. But the shopper has now started to move in your time of indecision. Your advance has now been blocked as they completely eclipse the cheese section. They finally move out of the way. So you grab the cheese and speed walk to the checkout like a bull at a gate. All the machines are occupied, and a fully loaded trolley reaches the self-checkout just before you. You've lined up just too late. It'd be rude to cut in front at this point, so you wait impatiently as your stomach growls to finally purchase your cheese. A spot finally opens up. You've memorized the steps of the self-checkout, and you're ready to blitz through with your single product. But in your hastiness, you accidentally press the cash button, and you only have your card. You now have to reset the entire process so you can scan your card. Finally, you leave the shops, vibrating with anger and exhaustion. You start the car and turn on episode 1 of Steady Breaths, where the mindfulness can finally begin. April Fools. Obviously, this was a bit of a joke. I thought I'd make an anti-meditation because I thought it'd be funny. Don't actually use this to calm down. It's going to do the opposite. This is exactly what happens to me when I forget something at the shops. It seems like I'm focused in on exactly what's going wrong on my shopping trip. And maybe that is mindfulness. Maybe I'm very present in my frustration. But April Fools, I guess. We'll see you in the next one where we're going to calm it back down. If you want to do some actual meditations, go check out the previous episodes. But I hope this is a bit of a laugh for you as well.